is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me, gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome back to it. By the way, if you missed this, the leaders of the House have pushed the immigration vote back to next week. The conservative bill, the good lad bill, didn't make the cut yesterday. So now House Republicans last night pushed a vote on a compromise immigration bill into next week. No surprise there, really. They say it's a surprise, not to me. It's kind of what I expected, kind of exactly what I expected. I want to take a little bit of time and focus on something you're not going to hear a lot about elsewhere, but it's important. Because the maligning and the character assassinations against conservative groups in America, they originate from a couple of places. One of those places is the Southern Poverty Law Center. The Southern Poverty Law Center in recent years has smeared a number of good people in good company, like Dennis Prager, Prager University, labeled as a hate group under the banner of Hate Watch not long ago. But a big change has occurred because the Southern Poverty Law Center finally apologized and paid well over $3 million to a guy, Majid Nawaz. Majid Nawaz, a liberal Islamic reformer, his organization, Quilliam Foundation, was wrongly included on a list, the now defunct list of anti-Muslim extremists listed on the Southern Poverty Law Center. You see, the SPLC, far-left organization that has been out there maligning and smearing people and organizations for years, and whatever they said was gospel, whatever the SPLC, when the Southern Poverty Law Center spoke up and said, those people are bad. The media from ABC to CBS, NBC, CNN, and the whole cast of usual suspects would join right in. Oh, the SPLC says they're a hate group. They must be a hate group. Well, you can do your own research. There is that possibility, but that's obviously something that doesn't get done very much in the news anymore. So it's important to note that the Southern Poverty Law Center was ordered to pay this Quilliam group, Majid Nawaz, $3.375 million. $3.375 million. The settlement was the result of a lawsuit Nawaz filed in April, just in April, over his inclusion on the SPLC's field guide to anti-Muslim extremists. The list, which was published in 2016, was intended to serve as a resource for journalists. A resource for journalists. Isn't that rich? It was deleted shortly after the Nawaz lawsuit. The deletion came roughly 2 years after Nawaz first demanded a retraction. But it's going to get a lot worse. In fact, according to a CBN headline here, the Southern Poverty Law Center could be hit with as many as 60 lawsuits, a landslide. The Southern Poverty Law Center's business model of destroying other companies for its own profit is going to come to an end. And by the way, if you think that they're just some nonprofit sitting there, estimates are there are $100 million. $100 million the SPLC has parked offshore. So if you're ready to sue, you better get to the front of the line now. $100 million won't last long. You know, it probably had some legitimate work originally. It did. But as many as 60 Christian and conservative, because that's who they attack, Christians and conservatives. You know, Chick-fil-A was maligned by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Remember, it's a chicken sandwich, for God's sake, and they're closed on Sunday, no pun intended. The SPLC agreed to pay after simply receiving a demand letter from Quilliam's attorney. There wasn't even litigation. That's why it happened so fast. The allegations that were at issue here were very similar to allegations against other groups. The Southern Poverty Law Center was created during the Civil Rights Movement, is credited with putting the Ku Klux Klan out of business. But it has become, in that time since, a left-wing activism group targeting so-called extremists. Anybody could be targeted, but it's pretty much exclusively a list of Christian and conservative organizations. That's the only people that ever made their list, Christians and conservatives. SPLC targets in the past, here's who you get: the Family Research Council, the Alliance Defending Freedom, the American Family Association. These have been the targets of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Evangelical churches. When gunmen, you might remember this. There was a guy, a shooter, a gunman, a criminal, a nutball, Floyd Lee Corkins. He attacked, because you don't hear about it when it's the liberals that go nuts, and they don't bother to tell you when a lot of these mass shootings go on, like the one in Las Vegas and so forth, that they're far-left extremists that do the killing. But when Floyd Lee Corkins attacked the Family Research Council's Washington headquarters back in 2012, you remember this happening? He wounded the building manager. He told police he learned about the Family Research Council from the SPLC's hate list. Of course, they didn't talk about that much. The media didn't spend any time on that. The settlement with Nawaz will encourage further legal action. And so as many as 60 Christian groups now lining up for their shot at setting the record straight when it comes to SPLC and all that they've done over the years. What is his name? I got to think about this. Morris Dees. That's his name. Morris Dees. I interviewed him back in the day when I was working for NBC News. Morris Dees. Anyhow, it's a Friday. Might sneak a call or two in for you. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Let's go to Matt checking in Okemos today. Matt, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to say Charles was unique. He sought truth over power. And so these people that seek power divide people, and that's what the Southern Poverty Fraud Center is doing. They divide people by branding. So you need to brand them as the Southern Poverty Fraud Center.
Well, they won't be there much longer. I think they're going to be gone. They've created this problem for themselves, and now they're going to be gone. Because they've maligned people, and they've smeared people, and people said, "Boy, we've had enough of this." Matt, good point you've made. Thank you for stopping in. On Fridays, we sneak calls in where we can, around the edges, wherever else. The phone number for you, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. Get on board. Anything on mind, in your mind, whether it's immigration or Melania's coat or the Southern Poverty Law Center, whatever you feel like talking about, we'll handle it. It's 14 after. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.